Good morning. How good it is to gather on this Palm Sunday. It's beautiful outside. We will be experiencing a bit of that in just a moment, but it is always good to be gathered in the beauty of this place, especially on a day of celebration as we enter into Holy Week. A special welcome to all who are visiting this morning. If this is your first time visiting with us here at St. John's, we would love if you would fill out a little visitor card. They can be found on either end of your pew or in the middle. Just some very brief information so we can send you a card to say hello. You can be in touch with us, and we can be in touch with you. On your way out this morning, you can either leave those cards on your pews, or there is a basket in the back to the right of the door that you can drop them into. I trust that all of you know, and it is important that all of you know, that no matter who you are, and no matter where you are on life's journey, it is our deep desire to meet you where you are, and most importantly, to share God's love with you. So welcome to all. We do have some exciting things happening in the midst of worship this morning. It's going to be a little different, so I'm going to invite you to very intentionally, in this moment, open your mind. Experience something new and different and creative and fun as we enter into Holy Week. I do have a few announcements I want to share, but I want that to kind of be the groundwork that we are building upon today. Our announcements. We've got a lot coming up, of course, this week. It's also the beginning of a month, so we've got some new things happening. The first of which is our carry-out connection bag for our kids. Our Sunday school take-home bags for April are available. They are in the back in the narthex. Please feel free to grab one, two, however many you need for the children in your family or in your life. They are available for everyone. Also a reminder about the basket raffle sign-up. I'm not going to get too much into that announcement, but if you are interested in creating a basket for the basket raffle, there are sign-up sheets in the elevator lobby and also in the narthex, so please be sure to look into that or to touch base with Judy Johnston if you have any questions. I think I might have forgotten at the 10:15 service last week, but I did remember at the 8 o'clock service to announce about the prayer vigil. Our prayer vigil takes place from midnight on Thursday till noon on Friday. You can pray wherever you are. We just like the idea of our community being in prayer during those hours. If you are interested in claiming a half-hour spot for that prayer vigil, there is a sign-up sheet, it's actually a board, in the elevator lobby on one of the blue bulletin boards. So please stop by there on your way out this morning. Of course, we are entering into Holy Week, which means we have a lot of opportunities for worship and meditation and contemplation this week. And there is an insert in your bulletin. Many of you are familiar with this. It's been in for quite a while, but I think this is the last it will be in, about the things happening in the course of the week. I do want to remind you that some of them are different than they have been in the past. On Thursday, we will gather in the evening, but we will be gathering to worship in the assembly hall. So if you come into the church, into the sanctuary, there probably won't be anyone here, but we will be gathered downstairs. On Good Friday, we are accustomed to having a noontime service, but this year we're having it in the evening at 7 p.m. That will be in the sanctuary. So I do want to alert you to that. Then Easter Sunday, it is usually as usual with our 7 a.m. service at the band shell at White's Road Park and our 10:15 service here at St. John's. So wonderful worship experiences, no matter when you choose to come. Our last announcement is actually, I want to make sure that everybody has at least one palm. If you do not have a palm to wave in the midst of our procession this morning, we have some of our hospitality team members to hand them out. So if you don't have a palm, raise your hand. There are green palms. There are also the dried brown palms. All of them will be available after the service. You can grab whatever you would like. But just for the procession, we just want you all to have at least one palm. Thank you to our hospitality team members for hooking everybody up. Does our choir have palms? Oh, good. Oh, wonderful. I'm not sure I have a palm, but I'll figure that out. I've got a whole thing up here. And I think maybe some in the back for people in the balcony as well. Thank you, thank you. Like I said, they will all be available after the service if you want one that you the type that you do not have, but just for now. All right, well, I invite you all, as usual, to join me in taking a deep and slow breath. If this is the first deep breath you've taken all day, make it a good one as we breathe in God's Spirit that is in our midst, as we exhale and set aside all of our expectations, all of the things that are busying our hearts and minds this morning, as we focus our hearts and our minds and our voices to worship on this Palm Sunday. Now these words from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 through 18. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this: the Lord needs them, and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet. "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee."
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
And welcome to Palm Sunday. As we commemorate Jesus' journey riding on a donkey into the city of Jerusalem, we are going to commemorate that moment by having our own parade, our own little march. Now, I'm just going to warn you, it's going to be a bit of organized chaos. But it's going to be totally exciting, allowing us to feel what it was like that day when Jesus rode into Jerusalem. Some quick instructions. Folks on this side of the sanctuary, you're going to leave through the transept doors, go down the stairs, down the sidewalk, around, and into the front entrance. This side of the sanctuary, you're going to go out through the side door, down the elevator door, around the sidewalk, to the back of the sanctuary, and we're going to parade in. Now, I just want to remind folks that there are steps involved, and you do not have to march. You can just sit here and take it all in. Music will be playing, palms will be waving. And so here's what we want you to say: "Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." So let us now move into parade route.
This side follow me, that side follow Reverend Dale.
Thank you.
has entered our broken world, has joined us on our journey of pain and pleasure, of sorrow and joy, and has given us access to life eternal and abundant. This day we celebrate Christ's coming to us, not with political power or military might, not with glamour or fame or wealth, but in humility and love, gently and with great compassion.
As in that entrance to Jerusalem, we sing hosannas to Christ our King, to the living Savior who still calls us today, asking us to follow him with love and faith.
Let us come together as followers and sojourners, offering our confessions and desire to live more faithfully as present-day disciples. I invite you to join me as we confess our sins together by praying the prayer of confession that's printed in our bulletins. Let us pray. Patient God, we love a parade. We are happy to see banners waving and hear people shouting their praises. It is easy for us to jump from this celebration to the festivities of Easter morning without regard for what takes place in between those moments. We ask for your forgiveness and guidance when we equate acts of humility with weakness, when we minimize your presence to a commodity rather than the source of strength and life. When we find ourselves fitting spiritual activities into our schedule rather than faithfulness setting our agenda, lead us through the hosannas into the suffering of this world, that your presence may be known. Amen.
Laying aside judgment, God offers us redemption. Setting aside anger, God embraces us with love. Letting go of grief, God pours living water upon us. God's steadfast love endures forever.
This is good news. We are forgiven and renewed. Amen. Please be seated. We have the joy of celebrating the sacrament of baptism this morning for Max Lilu Gordon, who is the daughter of Adam and Becky Gordon. I'm going to invite Max and Jack, if he wants to come, big brother, and parents Becky and Adam, and godparents to join us in the chancel. And also our elder of the morning, Bonnie Hales. So you guys can come on this side. Godparents can head on this side. Okay. And I invite us all to follow along in our bulletins. The sacrament of baptism is an outward and visible sign of the grace of God, inasmuch as the promise of the gospel is not only to us, but also our children. Baptism with water and the Holy Spirit is the mark of their acceptance into the care of Christ's church, the sign and seal of their participation in God's forgiveness, and the beginning of their growth into full Christian faith and discipleship. Max Lilu Gordon, baptism is a sacrament of God's boundless grace, a celebration of God's unconditional, never-ending love. It is also a promise-making time. Becky and Adam, will you promise with God's help to reflect God's no-strings-attached, endless love in your relationship with Max? Baptism is also a christening. It completes the naming process. To the name you have given your child, Max Lilu, we will add the name, Child of God, Member of God's Family. Will you seek to help Max come to know who she is at the deepest and most basic level? Baptism is also about anticipation, and we anticipate the time when Max will confirm the decision to live in the power of God's love and grace and follow the ways of Christ. Will you, with your nurturing and encouragement, prepare Max for that time? And will you, godparents, Samantha and William, support Becky and Adam in this commitment and become a special friend and faith partner to Max?
And this is to the congregation here at St. John's. Let us join together as the people of St. John's and members of the body of Christ to make our own promises as we welcome and embrace this beloved one. Together,
as members of Christ's church, we promise this child our love, support, and care. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you into Christ's church to share with us in ministry, for we are all one in Christ.
As we pour out this water, we pause to thank you, God, for the gift of creation called forth by your word. Before the world had shape and form, your spirit moved over the waters. And out of the waters of the deep, you formed the firmament and brought forth the earth to sustain all life. In the time of Noah, you washed the earth. And in the time of Moses, you led your people through the Red Sea to freedom. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus Christ, who was nurtured in the water of Mary's womb. Jesus was baptized by John and became living water to a woman at the well, washed the feet of the disciples, and sent them forth to baptize others by water and the Holy Spirit. Almighty God, bless this water, which flows as freely as your love for us. Create new life in the one baptized this day and all who witness this sacred occasion. Amen.
All right, Max. Can I hold you? Okay. Oh, my. Hello. Hi. Max Lilu Gordon, child of God, member of God's family, I baptize you in the name of the God who created you, in the name of Christ who redeems you, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, your comforter, your guide, and your friend. You have been and forever will be a child of God, and I pray that you live in the joy and the beauty and the celebration of that message this day and every day. Amen. Let us welcome our newest member by singing and joining our voices to sing Child of Blessing, Child of Promise. She's like, congratulations. Thank you so much. Thank you.